And the light ship comes here once every 2,000 years to do the universal shift throughout the universe, and we're included in that on planet Earth. So what we're first going to do is some entity clearing, and we'll work with our left leg first. So again, this is just for you to sample the energy to see if anything leaves you. Normally, you'd probably have pain or maybe some kind of discomfort there as they take away your energy. So here we go. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on the earth plane, which you may want to call ghost. And we're taking those away from you right now. And this is only energy that's on this planet here, not extraterrestrial life forms that come into us also. So I'm only going to do the energies here that are earth-based here this time. And if you wish to request on the fast chat some divine energies, you may want to ask for one of the masters or angels to come in. We'll do that also here. So we'll see what comes on here, if we can cover all of them that get listed here. We have peace energy so far coming through. So that's a very nice energy. So, okay, we just released energy from your left leg and your left foot. So we'll bring in your own spirit now, the fragrance that left from pain and trauma to you. And I'll count to 10 as you reunite with your parts of yourself that left. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do your right leg. And same process here. You might feel energies leave you. You might feel your legs getting heavier, which is a good sign. It means that you're integrating more of yourself inside of your physical body here. So I'll release some entities from you now. And they can attract to you, come to you from your pain and trauma, physical pain. They can come into you from operations. When you're out of your body, they come in. But mainly, typically, they always come in if you hurt yourself. So we're going to release these energies now. There we go. And the ones that like your body will come into your awakening consciousness and control you like a marionette would do a puppet. And that's not very good. This is why you always want to call back your spirit fragments of you so that you can be in your body 100% if possible. If you're filled up 100% of yourself, then nothing else can come in. So here we go. Coming back in now to your right leg and foot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you're completely healed during this process here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll do your hips and hip joints, pelvis area, okay? So here we go, releasing entities in that location here. And we may just do a water charging tonight. So if you'd like to all just get a glass of water, 8 ounces is fine. And we'll be doing the water charging probably in about 10 minutes here. So here we go, bringing more of you back into your body now in your hip area, pelvis area, hip joints. So here you come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to go above the waist here up to the top of your shoulders. This will cover your body organs here. And here we go. I think we're going to do one. We'll do this, and we're going to concentrate after this on your lungs. That's what I'm getting here. People may have lung problems this time of year. So here we go. Releasing entities from you now. And then we'll fine-tune it down after I do a partial clearing here. And these entities are leaving you now. They don't belong with you. And they're having their own healing process as they leave you. So now we're going to concentrate on your lungs right now. So fine-tuning now into your lungs. Work on your left lung first. There we go. Okay, that feels pretty good. I'll do your right lungs. Okay. And you might just note if your breathing has changed somewhat during this process here. Okay. Now we're going to bring more of you back into your body in this area. Naturally, the parts that left are going to be healed completely and come back into you. So here we go. And your spirit and your heart center is also helping with this. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy, Johnny. Wow. Energy is being released there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll do a little more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go above your shoulders here. We'll go to your left rotator cuff and go down your arm, your left arm, down to the end of your fingertips. Releasing energies from there now. There we go. And now we're going to do your right arm. Same process, rotator cuff and going down your shoulders, going down to your fingertips on the right side. Okay, and bringing, well, I'm yawning again. Wow, must be some troubles there with some people. There we go. Do some more releasing here. So if any of you have arm problems, you might want to get on the fast chat here and just kind of tell me briefly maybe what the problem would be. So here we go. Fast chat, you can just click on beneath the light beam here. If you're brand new to the show, then go on Creation Lightship Healing and click on it. And you can go to the Monday night show if you wish. They're all the same. Might be easier to go on that than just scroll down further. It's at 4 o'clock and just click on it and then scroll down about maybe an inch and a half on your scroll bar. And then you can see a beautiful light beam there beneath the blinking flower. And then underneath that is the BBS Fast Chat in blue, and just click on that and it'll come up on the left side of your screen. There we go. Okay, bringing more of you back into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, boy, I'm yawning again. Oh, I have some issues there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going to do an emotional healing now. And we'll do your neck and your head. I got to write this down because I'm in the moment here. Neck and head, so don't forget it here. Okay, emotional clearing on your arms. So, sixth chakra, we're going to go back 1 week to now, okay? So, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Oh, boy, I'm yawning. That's where it is. Oh, excuse me. Let's do some clearing here on your power chakra here. Boy, a lot of energy there. I just wonder if somebody has a broken arm out there or something, or a very badly bruised arm or something. There's a lot of energy flowing here. There we go. Second chakra. And first chakra. Wow. Oh, boy, okay. Wow. Okay. Now we'll go to your neck. Do that first here. And release entities out of your neck now. Okay, here we go here. Good, okay, bringing more of you into your neck now with your spirit here, so you can become more home. So here you go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wonderful. Now we're going to do your head. And this can include your eyes and ears and everything on your head. So your mouth, whatever is there, we're going to release energies from that now. Oh, man, that's pretty dense, too. Holy cow. Here we go, releasing these energies now. Remember, the entities get attracted to trauma and pain. So I think we have some people out there who may have this problem here. There we go.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to do an entity clearing here on the neck and the head right now. So, and do an emotional clearing. So 1 week back, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, and I'm going to bring more of you back in. So counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. We should be pretty much in tune now. And we're going to do a chakra clearing and balancing. So you might feel your chakras moving your body, going to your heart center first, moving it around. There we go. Perfect. Going up now to your throat chakra. Perfect. Third eye. Perfect. Going back down below the heart. Power chakra. Perfect. Second chakra. Perfect. First chakra. Not too good. I'm yelling again. Oh, man. Here we go. Moving the first chakra over. There we go. There we go. A little more, please. There we go. There. Okay. Let's make sure that they're not reversed here. So, heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. That's good. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Good. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Good. Power chakra. The one body width for everybody. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Nope, that's not good. Move over the ones that are reversed now. Moving them around. Good. Second chakra. Spin, spin, open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Well, that's rough. Okay, so here we go. We're going to do the mind to heart drop. So, again, think of your awakening consciousness. Could call it your ego self, your ego body, your mind, mind-body, that's in your head. We'll call that the 10th floor of the elevator. First floor is your heart center where your spirit resides. So we're going to drop you down. Just think of an elevator dropping down different floors. You might even feel the energy move in your body. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, fast chat here is from Bernadette. For the heart, not getting enough oxygen. So we're going to bring in an oxygen that does healing. There's 18 of them on the light shift right now. We're going to just kind of switch gears momentarily here. We're going to bring in number 18 oxygen here. And this is used for just really intensive healing right now. So here comes oxygen number 18. And you might feel your breathing changing somewhat here. And here it comes. I'll count to 10, and it'll be here after number 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So just take maybe about 5 deep breaths and just exhale and have this experience here of this oxygen. I'll see you back in a couple of minutes here. Just request healing now. have another request on the fast chat here. From Caroline. Her hands were bitten by a cat, so we're going to do some special healing now. So, and Dominic with broken ribs. So we're going to just concentrate on this here. There's a tumor in an arm also that I see here. Thank you, Kevin, for saying that the entity clearing helps you to release not smoking. That's wonderful. So here we go. So what we're going to do now is these three healings at one time right now. And we're going to work with Caroline's hands right now. And we're going to activate the light beam. And she'll be activated right now. And we'll bring in Janina through this here and her team of female doctors. She's going to bring in herself plus nine doctors. That would be three doctor staff team members working with you. Each team is three doctors. So they're coming in right now, and you might even feel the presence of them around you. And they're going to be doing what they can do to help you and also Dominic with the broken ribs right now. Normally I try to keep these healings here more general, but these seem to be pretty urgent to me. So for everyone else, we're going to have them work on your heart center to take away maybe some pain, guilt, fear from your heart. So, and here we go. So this is being activated now as they come into you. You might even feel their presence. I'll just put some music on again so you can experience these beautiful light beings working with you here. And request your healing just inside of your head. And they'll do what they can do to help you right now. And then we'll be doing a water activation probably in about 3 minutes. So get your water ready. why I was yawning a lot. Boy, a lot of you need healing tonight. Boy, that's something. So that's probably the reason there. So what we're going to do now is activate the light being again here and get your glass of water ready. If you don't have one, I'll be running the water charging in about 1 minute from now here. Then I'm going to do an emotional healing sample for all of you so you can see what that's like. This is the best clearing that I can do for anyone. So if you haven't had this done, I'd strongly recommend having it. So here we go. Get your glass of water ready. And we're activating the light beam. You want to put one hand on each side of your glass of water. And Janina is going to put in special light codes for you for healing tonight. So I'd like you to request inside of your head or inside of your heart just to communicate with this energy here. Maybe they'll still hear your thoughts regardless if you're not in your heart center. And so if you have any problem, just think of that now. They're going to put in special light codes to help your body in the healing process. So it feels like everybody has their glass of water ready. So she's starting to activate it right now. You may feel her energy going to your heart center, going down your arms and into your fingertips. Most people who comment on this, they'll feel their hands kind of pulsate sometimes. They might be kind of buzzing, feeling like maybe they're a little bit electric. And some people will feel like their hands are actually glued to their, you know, maybe their glass container. And I'll count to 10, and at 10 it'll be done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, so have a sip of water right now if you would. I'm going to have some of mine here. Yep, mine goes down very easily. It just goes in my mouth, and at that point, I swallow it. It's just automatic. So that's how all my water is. It's very juicy, and it's very, very tasty. It's something how the water can change instantly here. So what we're going to do next here is bring in some peace energy that was requested here. So we're going to scroll down below the light beam here, and we'll bring in the lightship insignia. It's a little bit, probably about 40% down on your scroll bar here. And we'll be working with this probably throughout the evening here. So here comes the peace energy. And with that, we're going to bring in some doves. So there are doves on the lightship that do healing with us here. So here comes the doves, and here comes the beautiful peace energy. So let's increase it stronger here. I'll use the word stronger to invoke the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just kind of sit back and relax here. And enjoy this wonderful energy of peace. For these are all heart-based energies. right now that we're sitting here with the peace energy. We're now going to bring in and do some emotional clearing here. So we're going to go back 2 weeks to now and just sit back and kind of enjoy this year. You may want to look at events in your life that you've dealt with in the last couple of weeks. So we're going to go back 2 weeks to 1 week. So here we go. This is an emotional clearing that heals your spirit of trauma, your emotional body, and your physical body. Remember, these energies are stored inside of you, and they need to get out of you so that you can heal. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 1 week to now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared. Oh boy, I'm yawning. Somebody has an issue there, or a couple people. Do that one again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'm going to do the parallel life clearing. We haven't done that for a while here. This is what you should not have as parallel lives. This is a dark side entrapping you when you go to sleep at night mostly, and even in the daytime, and your spirit kind of runs ragged, thinking that it has to go out and live a life on these fabricated clone bodies from the dark side. Hopefully they'll be eliminated shortly here as the light ship is going after the these imposters of the light. And that's what they're doing right now. So here goes your parallel lives here. So think of an issue that you're dealing with right now. It could even be a physical issue that you may have. And we're going to release you out of the lifetimes that your physical body has these problems. Like I said in the past, most people have typically maybe 200 to 500 parallel lives out there. And, you know, no wonder why you have a hard time healing and keeping your focus. So here we go, pulling you out of these here. And I would guess you're probably going to be pulled out of probably at least 20 to 30 of these here. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And I'll do that over again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, there we go. We'll do another clearing. Since people, women normally are emotional, men are mental, so we'll do a mental clearing, although that isn't always 100% correct. But here we go. This is going to like defragging your home computer. So it makes your brain think a little bit quicker and faster. I've had people actually say they could see better afterwards. So here we go. If not, you probably will feel your mind shadow releasing somewhat. So here we go. Mental clearing. We're going to go back 4 weeks here. I normally do this year by year when I do the clearing. We'll just be doing this month here. So going back 4 weeks to the third week. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And third week to second week. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second to first week back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 week to now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'm being told to do the sensory body. So this is if you're sensory overloaded. This is your five senses and how they can overstimulate you. So same process. We'll go back 4 weeks to 3 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks to 2 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 2 weeks to 1 week. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 week to right now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And we'll do one other body here. We're going to do, let's see here. I guess feeling body would be a good one to do. The feeling body is like add icing to the cake on the emotional one. Although people who live in their feelings will really feel this right now. So same process, 4 weeks to 3 weeks back. sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 weeks to 2 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 2 weeks to 1 week. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 1 week to now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And these different clearings here, basically the emotional, mental, sensory, and feeling body, they're all the same price. You just take your age times $5, and it's a one-time permanent clearing. So let's see what we have on the fast chat here. This screen just blinked here. Let's see here. What I will comment on, we'll do the 12 source energies here. Someone asked me, how do they know if they're being connected to the dark side or not? I don't want to get too much into this program with this here, because I want to keep it very light. But typically, when you're going to sleep at night and you're laying in bed, if you feel that your body jerks, or maybe you have a spouse that jerks at night, that's a physical attack by the dark side. And what they normally do is, for most people, they will, in a sense, drop like pins or needles into your feet to take out your meridians in your body. So you might actually feel pinpricks, possibly. But if your body is jerking, you are under attack at that point. And that's about all that I want to say on this here. So that's answered a question for somebody who asked that earlier to me. So hopefully that doesn't happen to you. So what we're going to do now is bring in one of the 12 energies here. We'll do them one at a time here. And stay with the Creation Lightship insignia. And we'll bring in Divine Source Energy number one. And this energy is what created you. So there's 12 energies that are part of everybody. So here it comes. So sit back and relax. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And just enjoy this energy. Feel it inside of your heart center. primary source energy number 3 is coming in. Divine energy number 4. And here comes divine energy number 5. Number 6, divine energy number 6 coming in. Each one have a little different frequency. Divine energy number 7. Here's number 8 coming in. Divine Energy number 9 is coming through right now. And here comes Divine Energy number 10. Heaven is here now. Number 12 coming in. wonderful. So the energy now that's coming from the creation light shift to the planet here, they took away, if you don't know about this, they took away the spiritual hierarchy probably about a month or so ago, which means that the masters, saints, and angels are no longer going to be in collective consciousness because they were manipulated, deluded, and controlled by these non-light beings. So what that means to you is that in order to connect to the archangels, etc., you must go into your heart center. And so the people who are channeling these beings, if they're still doing that, they're not really connecting to the pure 100% essence of them. They're either channeling entities that's probably in their head or some of the dark energies that are still infested in this energy that's around us here. So the energies are no longer here from the light shift. They pulled them back because of the lack of spiritual integrity. And there's no one on this planet who is going to be able to channel them in their wholeness at this particular time. So, you know, definitely be aware of people who are doing the channeling because they're not channeling the entities that you think they are or these divine beings. They might be using old tapes in their consciousness or whatever. So the way that you're going to connect to them if you need to or would like to is you must go inward to your heart center and connect. And then at that point, you're going to get the pure essence of them. So I wanted just to put that out for everyone. We're going to bring in another energy here. We'll bring in, which was requested, a host of angels. It's a very light energy. These are all from the light ship in their pure essence form. And they're coming down to you in your room. Some people actually sense the energy coming in from their ceiling like a light fog and filling their whole room full of this wonderful energy. So here comes the host of angels. So we'll bring them in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Again, just request healing. These are all heart-based energies, so you want to connect into your heart center. Do that drop down from your mind to your heart. That's where you're going to meet them one-on-one. I have two special events coming up. This is in January. On Saturday, January 5th, we're going to have a special four-hour conference call. and it's the same time that I always have them, 1 to 5 Pacific Standard Time, and this one's going to be the Ascension Energies coming for 2008. So you're going to be able to sample a preview of each monthly energy, and with that, you're going to be able to figure out maybe an affirmation that you would like to do at that time for that particular month, to see how the energy is going to affect you. So you're going to be seeing the whole year of Ascension Energies coming as a preview. And this cost will be $60. And then on the third Saturday, we're going to have our standard Ascension preparation, which will be the same thing, but a little different. We charge water then, and it'll be a wonderful healing. In fact, I think I'll do water charging, too, on the 5th for people. So if you're interested to do our regular once-a-month process, you can. But the one on the 5th will be kind of interesting and unique. We did it last year, and a lot of people just loved it because they could set their intent for each month and write about how they felt the energies. So it's about time to close here. We have a special one-hour conference call healings, Mondays and Fridays. It's only $20, so you may want to get on those to have further healing on the light ship. And tomorrow we will be going to the light ship, which will be Saturday, near the end of the program. So if you wish to go to the light ship and have some healing, we'll have that tomorrow night. So I'll just say signing off, and blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.